Blog Talk Radio.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, see somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man has an answer for the wicked that he does. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Welcome to another show of Let's Talk Smoke with your host, Chris Chadwick. We're live in the house tonight. What is going on, Barbecue World? We're excited and jacked up all up on Mountain Dew tonight. We've got a big show lined up. We've got some great callers calling in. We've got some awesome barbecue teams that we talk to every week, talking barbecue. We love it. We love it. We love it. What else can we say? That's what it's all about, BBQ. I'm telling you, that's a way of life. And, brother, if you're not in it, once you get in it, you'll know what we're talking about. We've got pit masters from all over the country calling in tonight. We've got a big show lined up. We've got Mr. Rob Rugg Bagby online with us here shortly, coming off the big win of Pit Masters this past Sunday night. What a great show that was. I really enjoyed watching it. Rob's going to be here. We've got James Tindall with Big JT Smoking Barbecue right there out of Indiana. He's going to call in tonight, talk barbecue with us, talk about his big grand championship win this past weekend. We've also got Dan Udall calling in from Kansas City, Chop Cuey Barbecue. He has got a new power injector out, folks, and let me tell you, it's one dynamite mean machine. It will pump you up quick. We got a big show. Rob's going to be calling in. James will be calling in shortly. Dan will be calling in shortly. Of course, we've always got the Q crew in line. We've got great callers, pit managers from anywhere from Florida, Texas, to Pennsylvania, to Tennessee, to Missouri. Chat room will be open tonight. I know this is a big night, Wednesday night. Travel Channel, DBQ, Barbecue Crawl is premiering. I know. I'm going to try to multitask tonight. I'm going to watch and listen and do the show. I'm telling you, we can't miss that. We try to get it all in. We love barbecue. We love to watch. What about, it's just always something barbecue on anymore, and I'm glued to the set when it's on. We had Grills Gone Wild the other night, the awesome show. King of the Pit right there, Gator Pit, out of Texas, making some dynamite machines. I'm telling you, Pit Masters on every Sunday night. Seems like this, we've got barbecue going on. Food Network's going to have to jump on board. I mean, they're missing out. What can we say? We've got BarbecueSuperstars.com. Hey, we've got it going on. We've already got Rob on the line here. Let's cue Rob in and welcome him to the show. I'm excited about having him. And just really I want to thank you. Rob, welcome to the show. You're cued in, man. How's it going tonight?
Hey, Chris. Going great. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm honored to have you on. You're quite welcome. We've been I follow you on Facebook. I've watched your Pit Masters. It was awesome. It was a great show. We just do this. We're a bunch of guys right here on this show. We love barbecue. We've got callers that call in. We've got listeners from all over the country that just love barbecue. That's what it's all about. And like I say, I'm excited to have you on. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and be a part of the show tonight. I don't even know where to start. There's so many questions I'd love to ask you, but tell us. I've been cooking ribs all day long today, and I just pulled, I've had them all.
How'd they come out?
Man, I'm telling you, if I was in a comp, maybe I'd get a call on them. They were pretty good. I can't complain.
Isn't that the way it always happens? You cook your best food at home, it seems like.
Yeah, you know what? That is the truth. I picked them up off the truck this morning, and usually there's always some kind of problem when I pick my meat order up off the truck. You know, it's wrong. Something's not right. You know, get some rough cuts. Man, I had two cases of some fine premium baby backs this morning, and I couldn't ask for any better.
Nice.
So tell us, how was that? Me and my daughter Presley sat there in front of the TV the other night watching Pitmasters, excited for you being on, excited for all the guys on Pitmasters, and give us a little insight. Can you give us a little heads up on what how that went down and just how much fun you actually really had?
I tell you, it was excuse me, it was a blast. It's unfortunate you don't get to see everything that happens. Some of the best stuff, in my opinion, didn't get on. But, I've known Tommy Houston and his wife for a number of years now. Had never met Jennifer and her husband, Tom. But, we all got to be friends real quickly. Of course, Tommy Houston lives right there in Martinsville. And, as for the show, you have a meeting Friday morning, and then they send you off to do some stuff, and I'm not supposed to talk about too much about it, but that Friday night Tommy Houston took us all out to dinner, us other two teams, and we had a blast out there together. And of course it's a race weekend, so there's tons of NASCAR people in town, and so we had a real good time Friday night, and then had to get up early Saturday. You have to be there about 45 minutes before the sun comes up because they want to mic you up. One of the things that took a little bit of getting used to was you're mic'd up and people are listening to every word, every sound you make from the basically from sun up to sundown. It's about a 12-hour thing they just film during the daylight hours. So you've got to be really conscientious of what you're saying.
I hear you. I would be nervous about letting something slip, you know, more than once. It's dynamite how they edit all those shows and how it just makes it look so smooth and just like everybody hits their cue. Myron, Tuffy, Chris, they're saying their lines just perfectly. You know, I was lucky enough to be on the set in Tupelo 2 years ago down at Don't Be Cruel, they were filming the Pitmasters, and you know, it was just amazing to watch that, you know, that transpire. I mean, it was just, you know, I knew I wanted to be on it one of these days, you know, and it's just exciting to watch. You know, we all are just huge barbecue. I am a fanatic. I mean, I just love it. Anything about it, everything about it. I try to support everybody. You know, I'm trying to promote barbecue 100%. You know, that's just the way I am. It's just such a great thing. When you compete, you're competing against each other. You want to win, you know, that competition's there. But it's like barbecue family, just like y'all going out and having supper that night. You know, that's how it is at competitions, and people don't realize that. The camaraderie and the brotherhood, sisterhood of the barbecue.
Exactly, I agree. If you're not in it, if you haven't been a part of it, you really don't understand. And it's hard to explain to people. They don't get it. You know, oh, well, so-and-so asked to borrow some rub that they forgot at home. Well, why'd you give it to him? You're trying to beat him. I'm like, well, you know what? If I'm going to beat him, I want to beat him when he's at his best. And, you know, he's
That's
a friend.
Right.
He'd do the same thing for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's just how it is. We wish them all the best. We hope everybody gets a call, but we hope we get one, too. You know, we want that last.
Exactly, that's it.
Just
that's
like
right.
You said when Myron asked you about what's in that cooler, and you said, what'd you say, $50,000? You know,
yeah.
So that's I'm telling you. That would be nice to see that $50,000 in that cooler. So what did you think about that big old turkey when you pulled that out?
You know, I was, in all honesty, I was a little disappointed. I'd been psyching myself up and trying to mentally get ready for whatever they might put in there, you know, expect the worst and hope for the best kind of a thing. So, my mind and everything was all charged up for something challenging. And then I see this turkey. It's like, oh, jeez, I got all worked up for that. You know, now, granted, I don't cook a lot of turkeys. You know, I cook maybe three a year, and most of those are at holidays. But, I looked at it as an overgrown chicken, pretty much treated it the same way. And the baby backs were cool. I was happy to see those. I don't cook baby backs very often. I'm always a spare rib guy,
right.
But I've cooked them probably five or six times, they're pretty much just like spares. So I felt pretty confident about it. At that point I knew there wasn't going to be any like, well, I wonder what I should do now, because I already knew what to do for both of the meats.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It made for kind of a, I don't want to say relaxing contest, but nothing to get super stressed about.
Right. It puts you at ease a little bit once you've seen it.
Definitely.
I can understand. I can relate to that. You know, just not knowing what was going to be in that cooler. Just prepare yourself for the worst, hope for the best. That's right. You know, and that turkey. I had a turkey experience last Thanksgiving. I told a few friends that I was going to smoke turkeys. Well, I wound up smoking turkeys, but I smoked 50 turkeys.
Oh, gosh. That's a bunch.
And I'm telling you, I didn't know. I thought, what in the am I getting myself into when I had all those birds laying out on the table? You know, I thought, what did I do? And I stuck it out and I toughed it out, boy. And I cooked some fine, I cooked some fine big bird, but I learned after that, you know, we don't want to do that like that again. But
Don't say that out loud next time.
I'm telling you, it was definitely an experience. But no, it's just, it was just really enjoyable. We had a great time, which we always love watching all the pit masters, and we just had a great time watching. We was cheering you on, and just proud for you when they called your name, you know. And I know you just had that. It's just like winning a grand when you get up there and do that. It's got to be, you know. It's got that feeling, that adrenaline.
It was, and you know, I had honestly. There was some editing done, and when they're saying, when they're getting ready to announce the winner, I think it was Myron, and he says, and, you know, the winner, and also get to go out with, hang out with Dale Jr., that, he didn't say that during the actual thing, and I had totally forgotten about the whole Dale Jr. part. So they called us up as winners, and, you know, super happy, and we're up there, and then somebody, one of the judges yelled, and they also get to be in the 88 pit crew. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I forgot about that. It's like, wow, man, that is awesome. And I had the biggest grin on my face from that point on.
That was the icing on the cake right there, getting to hang and do that, I'm sure. You know, NASCAR, barbecue is a lot like NASCAR. Mm-hmm. You know, several similarities there. I mean, you go to these competitions and you see all these teams up and down. I call them pit row. You know, or Smoker's Alley, and they've got all their banners flying, their flags flying, you know, their sponsors out there proudly supporting their sponsors, showing them off, you know, team shirts that look like race shirts, a lot of them. I know I try to keep a new shirt style, and it's a lot like race car. And we've got fans, and, you know, it's just great. I love the barbecue competition, the whole thing about it. I love it because it's just, you can get in there and you can meet just like little cooks like me. We go and we set up, and we can go and like in Tupelo, went over there and talked to Chris Lilly and met Chris and had him on the show. And you know, just Southern Cronk, if you know them boys, Randy Hill and Andy Allen, you know, just meet all kinds of Johnny Trigg. I met Myron Mix. You know, we just meet everybody, and everybody's just friends with each other pretty much for the most part. You know, when it's downtime and you're not cooking, you know, when the you know, when to walk up to somebody, that's for sure. But,
right.
You know, not during cook time or crunch time, but you know, it's a great thing. We just love the whole atmosphere of it. And
I agree.
Really,
you know, to add to it, and somebody was, I can't remember who to credit this to, but they were saying, you know, a lot of, just for the sake of a word, I'm going to call it a sport, but in a lot of professional events, we'll say, you know, you can't just go out and buy a $500,000 race car and start racing NASCAR next weekend, but anybody can go out and get themselves a smoker and go set up next to the current hot shots and compete right next to them.
You know, that's right. You know,
that's a really cool aspect of it.
It is, and you know, they'll welcome you in. I mean, they're not, you know, they'll welcome you in. It's just a real good environment. You know, there's a lot of things to learn. I mean, it's a constant learn. I mean, it's no, anybody that knows at all is just not, you know, I mean, cooking is a constant learn, and I'm constantly learning every cook I do. And
same here.
And you always learning something that might make it a little easier, something that might cut a little time, something that might take just a little prep off. It's, you know, because we all love prepping chickens, I know. You know, that old notorious thigh, and them legs. I mean, it takes, you know, we're taking, I know I take several minutes per piece And if you cook 12 or 16 or 18 or whatever you cook, you know, it takes hours to do that. But that old chicken is just, we always have a chicken topic here on the show. It never fails. We always turn to chicken and talk about chicken. We either cussing it, and nobody loves it, but we're on it. You know, we're talking chicken. We're not talking turkey. We're talking chicken.
There you go. I tell you what I like about chicken in KCBS is I've gotten to the point now to where I challenge myself. And, you know, for FBA, I use some chopped in the box for garnish. So
right.
I got to cook extra pieces. Well, when I go do a KCBS contest, it's pretty nice because I'll cut it down to about, I haven't done cooked just 8 yet, but I've gotten down to cooking just 10. And that's a heck of a lot less prep time. Cooking just 10, you know, because you only end up with 6 or whatever in the box or 9.
Right.
Nine.
Right.
I like KCBS chicken better than FBA chicken.
I like KCBS chicken. You know, you just never know. Chicken is going to be a toss-up category. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're the best team cooking chicken, get the most calls. It's a toss-up. You just never know. It's a very challenging category. I mean,
that's what everybody learns to do first at home. I mean, that's where people cut their teeth, it seems like, is on chicken. So everybody's got experience going in with that.
Well, I tell you what, it's a challenging category. You know, we went to Tupelo, which is one of the biggest shows that we go to here in the South. I'm here in Tennessee, and we did the show, had a great time, did a live remote show there, and interviewed several guys, had a big time, and that's what it's all about, going and having fun. You know, you're serious about your cook, but you still want to have a good time. And we wound up on our chicken, we wound up 18th. Out of the 100 teams. So I was proud of that.
Wow.
I was proud of that. I mean, for you know, being a little cook, not a big cook, but a little cook, but, you know, you've got to be a little cook before you ever go anywhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, I know you're pushed for time, and you feel free whenever you have to leave, you just tell me, and I sure appreciate you calling in. But what's on the schedule next? For Swamp Boys Barbecue. What are y'all doing next?
I have a cook class coming up next weekend here in Central Florida. Still have probably 3 seats open for that. Then I go to Live Oak, Florida for a big FBA contest up there. There will probably be 70 or 80 teams. And then we kind of do our southern vacation swing. We hit Dillard, Georgia, which is a big KCBS contest. Love going up there. And then the family goes with me, and we stay up in between that and Franklin, North Carolina, which is only about 20 minutes away. And they're the following weekend. So we go up and find a cabin somewhere up there and go do all the touristy stuff. We go rafting down the rivers and hiking and stuff like that. And I get to cook 2 contests. It works out pretty good.
Man, that's awesome. That's an awesome schedule right there. And, you know, barbecue is family. I mean, it really is. It's family. There's a lot of teams that go, that their whole family goes with them. And, and that's another thing about this sport. It's just as big a sport as anything else, in my opinion. And it's great that your kids can go. Your wife can go, and they enjoy that. I know my 10-year-old loves to go with me.
That's great.
She's going to be one bad little pit master. it's just amazing. A while back, I was at home. I did a barbecue crawl in Memphis, Tennessee. We went down and hit some joints down there. I mean, some dives, you know, trying to in search of. And we got back, and one of my friends stayed. He went down to Memphis Barbecue Company and talked to Melissa. And that evening, we get a phone call. and it's Melissa Cookson, and she calls and talks to Presley because Presley is a big fan, you know. So she's talking to Presley and inviting her to come cook with her, and I never get to say hi, hey, bye.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
That's great.
Pretty cool.
That
but,
is awesome.
You know, I kind of felt left out, but.
It's not always about you, Dad. Come on now.
I know it. I take my sidekick with me. She is a pit master, and I'm telling you, a little pit master. But that's what it's all about. You know, that's just what it's about. And when we can do it like that, it's just dynamite. I'm just excited. It builds bridges. It builds memories. It's a foundation for life. You know, and it can go. It can get really deep when you take your kids and your family with you. So,
okay.
Man, I'm just excited. I don't even know what I'm asking you because I'm just so proud you called in and been here with me talking barbecue. You know, we've got a lot of listeners. I've got guys that are saying, you know, David Q's Barbecue Crawl premieres tonight.
Right. I need to see that.
On the Travel Channel, I know. And S&S Pit Crew out of Texas says, you know, that premieres tonight. He says, what I'm going to have to do is watch half of that and listen to half of you or half of you and half of that. So, you know, I was proud that he even mentioned me and thought of it like that. So, you know, that's
there
just,
you go.
You know, we just, like I say, we're just good old boys and having a good time and talking barbecue. And, you know, right here, anytime, I mean, you're always welcome to call in and talk barbecue with us. And if you've got something you want to spread the word in this area all over, just call in because you're always welcome. You know, we just, like I say, this show's about everybody, the teams, and we just have a great time doing it.
Chris, I appreciate it, man. You mentioned it earlier. I got to have a 7:30 commitment. But, you know, I'm very grateful that you asked me to be on, and we'll have to do it again sometime and talk more about the show, and I'll tell you some of the funny things that happened. But let's all make sure we tune in and watch Diva tonight and listen to the rest of your show. And, have a good one.
Well, you have a good one. Y'all have a happy 4th and be safe, and look forward to meeting you down the barbecue road. And, anytime, open invite, you're always welcome. This right here, you know, we just, like I say, it's here, and you just come on. You're part of us now. So just anytime you want to call, you're more than welcome. We'll line it up and do it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate you calling in, and have a great night. Thank you very much,
you
Rob.
Too. All right, goodbye.
Man, that was really a great special. I'm really proud that thankful and proud that Rob called in. We just had a great conversation. That was Rob Bagby, and a Swamp Boys Barbecue. The winner of Barbecue Pit Masters this past Sunday night on Destination American Channel, and we're just so thankful he called in, had a little time to spend with us, and we've still got a big show. We've got some other callers calling in scheduled tonight. We do have Dan Udall calling in from Chop QE Barbecue right there out of Kansas City, Missouri tonight. He will be calling in. And he has got an awesome injector. Let me tell you guys, he has got an injector that is serious. It's called Chops Power Injector. It is going to be the newest craze. It's dynamite. I have one. It's serious. It gets down on it and does it. Now, let me tell you. But he will be calling in shortly. We've got other callers calling in. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. Call in live. Interact right here with your host, Chris Chadwick, on Let's Talk Smoke Show. We let the smoke roll tonight, baby, and that's what it's all about, and I want you to call in. Let's do something. Let's talk some Q. Let's talk chicken. Let's talk pork. Let's talk brisket. Let's talk whatever you want to talk. We welcome you to call in. I do have the chat room open now. If you want to call, if you want to queue in and chat, feel free to. Hopefully we'll have... I'll interact in between there, and and we will have a good time tonight. That's what it's all about, barbecue. You know, when we go barbecue, we have a good time. That's what it is, and I'm thankful that I'm part of this barbecue community, the barbecue world, because without that, I don't know where we would be. Can I get a hell yeah on that? Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Before I go any further, I want to start off by thanking all my sponsors tonight. As usual, BarbecueSuperstars.com, what a dynamite website. Let me tell you, anything you need, anything you want is on that site. You need to check it out because it has got anything, anything from A to Z, for the kitchen, for the pit, for the rig. It's on there. Check it out, barbecue.com, barbecuesuperstars.com, I'm sorry. And Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Barbecue Superstars himself, we want to give a big shout out to him. He has got the new live Barbecue Superstars morning show televised right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Every morning he's coming to you live with a show talking barbecue. So let's check that out. Be sure to check that out and see what Daryl's got cooking. Also, I'm thankful for all my sponsors. I have so many good things to say about them. It would take more time than I have to say it. But I've got a dynamite group, a dynamite family of sponsors. We've got BarbecueSuperstars.com. We've got Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold. Wow, what else can I say about Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce? If you haven't tried it, you need to get on the bus and try it. It is a dynamite sauce. He has several different flavors. He's got the original, he's got the Tennessee Red, he's got the Smoky Mountain, and he does have a mustard sauce also, which makes a fine dipping sauce. Check Blues Hog out if you have it. Like I say, I just can't say all I want to say about it because it would take all night. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, awesome product. Also, I want to thank Maverick Industries, which is MaverickHousewares.com. They've got some dynamite barbecue accessories. Go to that website, check it out, look and see all types of killer equipment. MaverickHousewares.com. Check them out. Also, Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett, want to give him a big shout out. Grill Great, if you are a steak cooker, you love to cook steaks, you definitely need a Grill Great. This is a dynamite piece. It does more than just cook steaks, but man, I'm telling you, it would cook a spot on picture perfect every time prime steak. GrillGrate.com. Mr. Brad Barrett is the owner of that company. What a dynamite product it is. Also, MeatRake.com. These little meat rakes are hand savers, let me tell you. They will bust a butt up in no time, and you won't burn your hands up. So check out MeatRake.com. Order you a pair. Order you two pair, even better. MeatRake.com. You can't go wrong with meat rake. I do want to give a special shout out to one of my newest sponsors, Green Mountain Grills. This pellet cooker is one fine machine. Let me tell you, Green Mountain Grills is a dynamite cooker. Check it out, greenmountaingrills.com, and watch the video. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Facebook. Just give me a shout. I'll be glad to help you any way I can. It is a dynamite product. GreenMountainGrills.com. Also, Junior Urias up in Smoke, right there out of Texas, he has got a dynamite smoking rub. Rub, which is just like wildfire. I mean, it's going across the country like wildfire. If you've not tried it yet, try it out because you will not be sorry. It has got a good, strong, complex flavor. It's got a little heat to it. I love that. It's got a bite. It's got the right amount of salt to it. It's just a dynamite rub. check it out, Rub for Grub. Look it up on Facebook, Up in Smoke, Rub for Grub, Junior Urias. Any of those, you can get that product. Check it out. Tell him Chris sent you. Let him know that I am supporting him, and he'll hook you up. Just try it out one time. I guarantee you will not be sorry. Rub for Grub. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That is the number. That is the same number that it will be the constant number to call us at. I want to talk barbecue tonight. I'm ready for some callers. We're going to refresh. We're going to take a minute out here in just a minute. And try to take a quick break, refresh this board, and see what and who will be calling in next to talk barbecue right here on the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We ready to let the smoke roll some more, brother. All right. Just give me a minute. We're going to refresh, and we will rock and roll and make it happen. Okay, I think we've got this board refreshed. We're going to check it out here and see if we can make it run. Give me a minute and a little quiet time here. Everybody needs a little quiet time. Okay, guys, we've got the chat room up. I am in the chat room. Let's see if we got anybody right here ready to go. What's going on, guys? You can tell I'm typing because I get quiet. I can't multitask, guys. I have to either type or talk. One or the other. I can't do it both at the same time. So y'all bear with me a minute. I hope y'all enjoying the show so far. We had Rob Bagby on just a little earlier with Swamp Boys. It was an honor to have him on. Sure, thank him for calling, taking time out and calling in. We just had a good talk, and I really enjoyed talking with him. Very, very nice gentleman right there. Hope he calls back any time he wants. I know the rest of the show, we do have Dan Udall calling in from Kansas City, Chop Cutie Barbecue. He's going to tell us a little about his Chop Power Injector. It is a dynamite injector. I'm sure he's got us a show special going on tonight, so we'll be waiting for him to call. Also, we're going to have James Tindall, Big JT Smoking Barbecue, coming off his big grand this past weekend. Give him a big hell yeah on the grand champion win. Can't wait to hear about that. And just ready to let the smoke roll. We're going to cue this song in for a minute and let this go hog wild.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Oy, farm too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Tonight, hog wild. We're going hog wild right here on the Chris Chapman Show. Let's talk smoke. We're letting the smoke roll. Well, I'm waiting on some callers to call in, guys. I don't know what y'all are waiting on, but I am waiting on you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Pick that phone up. Give me a call and let's talk some Q. That's what this show's all about, is you and the Q. And you know, I want to thank everybody for calling in, listening in, week out. We just have a good time right here. We like to just represent the teams, represent you, represent your product, your sauce, your rub. We just appreciate all of you calling in and talking barbecue. I know I really appreciate it. I love doing it. We just have a great time doing it, and that's what it's all about. We are 100% barbecue. We do support everything barbecue. Anybody and everybody barbecue is what it is all about. I just can't say thank you enough about that, honestly. I think we are going to take another caller or two here in just a moment. I do want to thank everybody for listening in. I know Diva Q is going to be on tonight, and if I don't catch the first show, I know they're going to rebroadcast it a little later tonight. I'll definitely catch it all tonight. I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm so proud of her. Anybody in the barbecue world that does good, you know, that's what it's about, and I am a supporter of that. We've got a great guy right here. He's got a new product that you will really enjoy if you get you one, when you get one, not if, but when you get one of these, you will love it. It's some serious stuff right here. This is a machine. This machine right here will pump you up quick. I mean, it is an injector. It's the right name, CHOPS Power Injector. I think we're going to have Dan right here on live with us. Dan, you're queued in. Welcome to the Chris Chadwick Show. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How y'all doing out there?
Man, we are fired up. We let the smoke roll. We just having a good time. We had a big caller in a while ago, Mr. Rob Bagby. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. That's a tongue twister sometimes if I say it too quick.
Yeah, well.
And right here, this is another tongue twister. This is Dan Udall.
Yeah, my friends call me Chop. You can call me Chop. That's fine.
You got a job. Well, that's what we're going to go for now. This is a job right here live with us in the house.
Yes, so, I am here, man. I called in. I heard your show last week, and I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I got to get a hold of this guy. I got to figure out who he is, because this is where I need to be.
Man, I sure appreciate it. We just talking barbecue. We just have a good time. Everybody's welcome right here. Doesn't matter what sanctioned barbecue it is. Tennessee Barbecue Association, Florida, Georgia, East Coast, West Coast. It doesn't matter. We're all family. We all love barbecue, and that's what it's all about. And
I live about 10 minutes away from the KCBS headquarters.
Man. Well,
it's right
I think
down the street.
That KCBS is one heck of an organization. I am a KCBS member and a CBJ. I love to cook their cooks. You know, it's they've got it together.
That's yeah, they do. I really enjoy the contest formats and getting out there and seeing what everybody's doing and going up against the best and. Going against new guys. Last contest I was in, some new guys got some top five finishes. It was a good time.
Well, you know, that's the thing about a comp. You know, you can go in, you can take it, and I use this example all the time. You can take that kettle, that Weber kettle, or that old 55-gallon UDS, that ugly drum smoker.
That's what I started with.
Yeah, or a homemade pit, just something you welded. That's what I started with, and I still use. It's something I learned how to weld with. And
my UDS grew up, and now it's 7'7" tall, and it's got a big door on the front, and I call it the tower. So, you know, you can see a lot of that stuff on my website. I run what's called Barbecue Kansas City, and it's all spelled out. The full barbecue name with a Q and Kansas City spelled out also. You can get on there and see my injector, see what I've been doing. Facebook too.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that is a dynamite injector. I have to say I am a proud owner of one, and it's dynamite. I just can't wait to stick it in some meat and start filling it full. I mean, telling you, it's dynamite, and
it actually makes injecting fun, as far
does.
As I'm concerned. And I've been playing around with single needle injectors my first year or two in barbecue, and it was not fun. It was actually a pain. That was the low part of my day, is having to get out and inject. And I had this idea. I searched around. I didn't see anything that really tripped my trigger, to say. And I came up with this idea. I settled on four needles. It turns out that it's the right size to do. You can put it in between ribs. You can do chicken. You can do everything with it, or you can block off. One, two, or three of those needles, and go down to one needle, or you can use two. You can change the spacing around. It's a heck of a deal. I hand build every single one of them. And I stand behind them 125%.
Well, I tell you, it's a fine product. You can tell it's quality built. That needle head is well built. I see many uses out of that. That's something that's just not that's not a throwaway kind of deal. It's very well quality built. And of course when you open it up, you pull that casing, those protectors off that needle. You definitely want to touch the tip of that needle and see how sharp it is. I know I did. And
that's always a good idea. Those things are sharp. That's why I put that zip tie on there. I don't know if yours had a zip tie on there or not.
It did.
Put that
I
zip
cut
tie
it
on
off.
There. Yeah, you cut it off there, and you just kind of jab it right in your fingertip and make sure it's
that's
sharp.
That's right. That's a way that, you know, if you're going for a blood test or anything like that, the finger's already pricked. I mean, because it's sharp. And
I see it
going into a brisket or shoulder or a butt, no problem. I mean, just no problem.
You know And there's one other thing that I designed that product to do. I designed my injector to shoot rub.
What?
You know, you're not going to be able to shoot full peppercorns or full cloves of garlic through there, but you're going to be able to shoot rub into that meat, get that flavor through it, and have the best barbecue you can make. That's my goal. Every time I cook barbecue, I want it to be better than the last time I cooked barbecue.
That's just the power of bettering ourselves. We want to keep improving, and with instant injector, it's going to make it a lot easier. It really is. Folks, if y'all just tuning in, we have got Dan Chop Udall online with us, and he has got this new injector. He's building these, and it's a sweet piece, let me tell you. It's the Chops Power Injector. He has built an awesome piece. I'm just here to tell you. The number to call in to talk to him is 347-202-0263. And if you're listening in, go to barbecuekansascity.com, and that word is spelled out BARBEQUE, kansascity.com. Check it out. Check his video out. Very informative. You will not be sorry. This is a dynamite injector, and I honestly think he's actually going to have a Let's Talk smoking deal for everybody listening tonight. Dan, tell us a little about that. What have you got lined up for that?
Well, for you guys only, okay, I always sell these things for right around $99 on Amazon, on I tell all my retail stores everything. They all sell them for $100 for the half-gallon version. For you guys, for 1 week, 7 days until the beginning of Chris's next show, 1 week, 7 days, I'm going to offer them to you for $75 plus shipping, which is between $5 and $10. If you contact me at my email address, which is dan@barbecuekansascity.com, spelled out, and tell me that you heard the deal on Barbecue Superstars Radio. I'll send you an invoice on PayPal or however you need to pay for it. If you need to send me a check, you need to send me cash in the mail, I don't care. As long as it's not a $75 worth of pennies. Well, I don't know if the mailman's going to like that very much. But, You tell me you heard it on Chris's show, however you get that point across, I will send you an invoice and get one to your door the next day for $75, which is a huge deal because they don't walk away from me for less than $9. So
man,
for 1 week.
Man, wow, guys, y'all hear that? That is a $25 savings right there. Let's give him be sure you contact him through his email. And that is dan@barbecue, and that word is spelled out, kansascity.com, right, Dan?
Yep. You can also send me a message on, if you could, get to my Facebook page or friend me on Facebook. I've got an open door. Message me on there. And I'll have you send me an email so I can keep track of everything. It's my little organization thing. Send me an email. Mention that you heard it on Barbecue Superstars, and you want a half gallon injector for $75. And I will for the next 7 days. You guys can listen to it on the rebroadcast. You can pick this deal up, but this is the only time I'm going to offer it for $75. To everybody. I want the word out. There's people on the East Coast, people on the West Coast that have not heard about this injector. I just need you guys to post pictures or whatever on my Facebook page. Send me pictures, send me videos, whatever. I'll post them. We need to get the word out. People need to know.
That's right. And what he's talking about is old-fashioned advertising, guys. Spread the word. That's what we're doing here. We support Everything Barbecue. I've always said that. This is not the first time I've ever said I support Everything Barbecue. That's my main objective. It takes everybody to make it work, and we support Everything Barbecue. And that's just way. That's just the way it is. That's old-fashioned way. And he's got a dynamite product. Shoot him an email, contact him on Facebook, friend him on Facebook. Tell him let the smoke roll, and he'll know what you're talking about. There you go. There's your promo code. Let the smoke roll. And you
let
know,
the smoke roll. That's the promo code. Get it on my email. Get it on a Facebook message. I don't care how you do it. Get it to me. Get me your email address. I got to send you your address. But just let me know, and that'd be great to get a few more of these out and to get the word out that this thing's available to everybody.
That's right. And you know what? When I'm doing brisket, I'm not shy. I inject my brisket. I mean, I do. And this right here is going to do it up. And it's not going to stop up. Like I make a mop sauce or a base with my rub, or with Junior Urias' rub, the rub for grub, and it's a dynamite rub. And I make an injection with that rub. And this sprayer, this pump, we will not have to spray it. We won't have to strain it. We can pour that right in from that pan. After it cools, pour it right into this injector, and it's going to shoot it out those needles. It's not going to stop up.
I made that thing. I purposely designed it to shoot, be able to shoot some rub out. That was always my goal, was to be able to get some rub into that meat. And I've been reading bulletin boards and different things like that say, hey, you know, I tried to put rub through this thing, I just ruined it. On other people's injectors, and I didn't want that. I wanted something I could shoot that flavor and just get every bite to have. Just, I love barbecue. I'll just stop there.
I hear you. That's what this show's about. We all love barbecue, and that's what it's about. And once you get this injector, you're gonna love it too. It's a dynamite piece. I'm proud to have Dan on the show with us tonight. It's just, you know, he's giving you 25% off, which nobody ever gives 25% off. Or $25 off, actually. And
$25 off, man. That's,
yeah,
that's a stellar deal.
And it's smoking, you know. It's going to do so much as far as a brisket's concerned. It's going to fill that bad boy up. I know mine's going with me competition August 2nd. We're going to pump it up and sling some meat and get some calls. That's what we're after. We're going to cook butts, shoulders, briskets, and this is going to be ideal for that. We're going to inject our chickens. This is going to be ideal for that because it's 4, 3, 2, or 1. You can use all 4 injectors on this head, 2, 3, or 1. I mean, it's very versatile. It comes with the actually caps to cap off those needles if it needs be. So
keep it simple. It's kind of like just a screw. It's a plug screw. It's a thumb screw. Real easy to screw in those, take off those needle adapters, put those plug screws in there, and play around with it. I'd like to see some other setups, see what people are doing with it. You don't have to give me your secrets. You don't have to give anybody your secret injection, your secret whatever. As long as you are just hey, you know, give us a clue what you're using, how thick it is. I've been shooting butchers and some rub and some sugar, and it's actually kind of thick, and it shoots that thing. If I was to pull it out of meat and shoot it across the parking lot at a barbecue contest, I could shoot that stuff 10 feet away. So
that's,
it's
right,
got the power to inject just about anything. I haven't put barbecue sauce through it yet, but I'm almost sure I can get some barbecue sauce to go through there.
I hear you. So. I believe it'll do some good old vinegar-based barbecue sauce. It'll pump her up. No doubt. And the thing about it is, it's right here. It's local. It's USA. He can get you parts for it. If you need parts, he can get them and send them to you. That's not a problem. I mean, there's replacement parts for this. It's just not a throwaway. It's actually built.
Yeah, it's not a throwaway. I've been using mine. My number one prototype, first one I built, I've been using it for almost 2 years now. The pump hasn't worn out. The trigger hasn't worn out. The pump head will never wear out. You could throw that thing across the room and it still would still work.
Right.
All I've had to do, I've changed the needle adapters once. I've changed the needles a couple times just because they get, sometimes those tips will get bent or they just kind of start looking ratty. I'll change them out. Everything works great. I also have a 12-gauge needle, which I recommend for shooting the thicker spices and stuff like that. It's just been a great product for me. I'm glad I sat down and took the time to get a patent on it and to build it. I love to inject now, and I wouldn't cook a piece of meat that hadn't had some kind of injection into it.
Well, it keeps the moisture in it, no doubt about it. We talk about that week in, week out, talking about how different teams do differently, especially as far as regions, what part of the nation you're in. And the injection is just something that we do, and it works, and it keeps that meat moist. I'm proud to have you on, and we've got a special show promo code for this Chops Power Injector, and it's Let the Smoke Roll. And be sure to get in touch with Dan Uadall, right here on Facebook, or you can get in touch with him through an email, which is dan@barbecuekansascity.com. So that's how you can get in touch with him. He's going to run this special promo code for 1 week until next Tuesday night. It's over. Next Wednesday, I guess, next Wednesday before the show starts. So he'll probably take them up to then. But it's over after that. It's going back to regular price. And let me tell you, you need to get you one of these because they're dynamite, and it's serious. I mean, it's one serious injector. It will do what you want it to do. I'm very proud I have one. Dan, it's just a dynamite machine. It took you a while, I'm sure, to design this piece just exactly how you want it, because you are a cook and you had cooks in mind when you built this, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. And it's easy to clean up, too. You just get some hot water, run it through there a couple times, get a little soap, a little bleach here and there, and just make sure you keep it clean before and after you use it. Make sure you purge that water out of that line before you put your injection into your meat. I'll just shoot it into the trash can, typically a contest, right before I inject it, make sure there's not a drip of water in there, and then inject.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, that's just common practice to clean it before and after every use, you know, injectors. I mean, that's just rules, unspoken rules. You just have to clean your stuff, especially when you're cooking out some killer Q.
It comes with a needle protector, too, and I highly recommend keeping that on there. Chris kind of pointed it out there at the very beginning. So you don't poke yourself. Those needles are sharp.
Yes, they are. And I guarantee you stick your finger on top of one of them, you're going to be ready for blood. You can go give them a sample of blood, because you'll prick that finger. They're extremely sharp. Good heavy gauge needles, good injector needles, built really well. I just see them lasting a long term.
Yeah, you keep it clean. You can even take the needles off whenever you're done with it, or right before you use it, put the needles on there. Make them last even longer. You know,
right.
You could shoot hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds and pieces of meat before you'll ever need to change those needles.
That's
so,
right.
You know, and I've shot hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of meat. I do some catering, too, and And that was another thought that came into mind. I've also got a 1 gallon version of this thing out. And if you keep tabs of me on your Facebook account or on the website, I'm sure I'm going to come out with even a smaller version in the next couple months for the backyard guy that doesn't cook, but for his family of two or three or four, that doesn't need a 1/2 gallon to fill up, maybe a 32 ounce or whatever I can get a hold of that's food approved. That's my next adventure.
Well, you know, it's killer. You know, I'm right here in the chat room right now, and one of my buddies that called in, he's part of the Q crew, Stacy Lawler, Swamp Dog, he's barbecue right there out of Texas. He said, looks like Freddy Krueger had made it. And I said, well, you know, he might have had a little help in it because it's badass. That's a bad
It didn't look that mean in my head when I designed it, but whenever you get it out there, it gets the point across.
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does. I'm trying to...
It really speeds up the process, too. There's a video on my page that I injected an entire brisket with probably 1/8 gallon of injection in under a minute. The whole thing, I added close to 1/2 pound of water weight to it and flavor into that brisket. And, you know, it just works that well.
Well, I do, he's not telling you a tall tale, guys. It'll do the job. Let me tell you, I just can't emphasize enough. It's bad boy. It is a bad boy. It will inject. The volume transfer is phenomenal, especially with 4 outlets in these 4 needles. You can put your beef stocks, your inject, and your briskets. You can pump them up. You can inject your shoulders, your pork injection in your shoulders and your butts. It's going to do it. Then when you want to go chicken, wash it out. Remove 2 needles, possibly 3, depending on what chicken you're injecting. If you're doing halves, like they do in Texas, you know, you might want to go underneath it, not break the skin, but go underneath and fill that breast full, and it won't take long. I mean, this is a serious injector. You just need to check it out. He's giving a great deal on these for 1 week. Promo code, let the smoke roll, $25 off, and let me tell you, you're going to be happy when you get it in the mail. You open it up, you're going to say, man, this is one bad machine. So just check it out. Go contact Dan. Anyway, Facebook, email, check him out. He'll hook you up. I have no doubt in my mind he will take care of it.
I will. I promise I'll get them out as fast as I can. I usually get them shipped out within the same few hours that you order them. So I try to make sure that you get them as fast as you order, because I know I can't live without my toys when I order them. So
I'm telling you,
it's an awesome thing to get a hold of. I like getting stuff there within 3 days of when you order it. So.
Well, guys, you're going to have to spread the word for Dan, help him out. He is a barbecue entrepreneur, just as well as I am and as well as you are going to be, because we all like to get our product out there. And, you know, that's just part of the barbecue family, helping and supporting each other. And this is a dynamite piece. You just got to check it out. You got to get you one. Once you get one, you can brag on it. You really don't, you know, you're thinking, man, it's just going to be another injector, but it's not. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome piece. It's simple to use. It's small. It's compact, but yet it holds enough volume, liquid, that you can inject. You know, you can inject a brisket on one tank. I don't think you'd want to put 2 in it, but some people might. But it's dynamite. Just got to put it to work for you. Get in touch with him and get you one. That's just what it's all about.
Yeah, typically for brisket, 15, 16, 17-pound brisket, I'll fill it up about halfway, so about a quarter gallon, and I will inject that brisket till it can't hold any more fluid. So I'll get two 15-pound briskets out of the half tank of that.
Man, well, you know, that's what it's all about.
Make flavor,
it look,
flavor.
Make it look simple. About flavor, but this also makes it the ease of operation. It makes the cook easier. Anything we can do, because it's a lot of work. You know as well as I do, you go out on the barbecue trail, you go cook, you know what we're talking about, 2-3 days in action. It takes a week preparation, two or three days action, cooking, and then it takes a couple days to get it all cleaned up a lot of times. I mean, I'm dragging one after competitions. But this right here is so simple to use.
You can... what I typically do, the day before the contest, I'll make the injections, put them in the container after I've cleaned it, and I'll put that in the refrigerator or in the cooler out there ready for the contest, keep it on ice, pull it out an hour before I use it to kind of warm it up a little bit, and pump her up and go.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Pump it up 5-10 times, and you pull that trigger, you stand there, and you pull that trigger a few times, and you'll see the results, the flavor going in there, the moisture. You know, you'll have no more dry meats. You start using a good quality injector like this.
Right.
You know, you really have to overcook it to get it to dry out at that point. I highly recommend everybody I talk to that say, hey, I want to cook my first brisket. Well, you need to inject. If you're just going to do a small brisket, just play with some injection first. Just start with some juices. Start with some light stuff, and you'll notice a flavor difference really, really quick. And then you'll want to start getting bigger and badder. And once you're cooking a brisket a week or something like that, get the power injector, get it filled up, and really start putting some major moisture into that meat. Really make that flavor the way you want it.
That's right. That's what it's all about, guys. You know, we're always in the quest of making and doing and kicking it out that perfect piece of meat. Well, this is going to help. But you know what an injector is. We've all had them, but this is a step above. It sure is, and I'm just proud to be a part and have it. I'm going to try to do some video and start doing a little more video during my comps, and some video prep during the comps. I don't know if I have the microphone on or not, though. You know.
Make sure you turn it on and off. I heard that part earlier. Make sure you turn it off every once in a while.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. But I'm telling you. Well, I tell you what, Dan, we've got a caller in queue, and I'm gonna cue him in, and this is I've got to cook with him one time, and that was in Benton, Kentucky, 2 years ago. And he's a fine fellow. He's got a dynamite. He's got a dynamite side. You know, he's got a dynamite team. He's got an awesome cooker now. I mean, he's proud of that cooker. I'm proud he's got it. And he's coming off a big grand championship win from this weekend. We want to hear all about it. James Tindall. And James has got... A killer name. It's Big JT Smoking Barbecue, and we're gonna cue him in and get James on the line with us. We got him cued in. He's live with us right now. James, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Glad to be on it.
I'm glad you're here. So what's going on? How do you feel right now, Big G, on this Big GC buzz you got going on?
Well, it was really unexpected. Give you a little bit of a backstory to it. We cooked the Sam's Club in Indianapolis a couple weeks ago, the week before Franklin, and we didn't do so hot. We finished with a DAL brisket and 24th out of 29 teams, and, you know, it just really took the wind out of our sails, and You know, I was a bit disappointed and a bit, you know, pretty upset with myself. And so going into Franklin, we didn't have too high of expectations because we were also vending the event as well as one of the three barbecue vendors. So to get that, you know, grand champion call just totally, you know, blew our minds.
Man, I when I seen that, I was proud for you. I know I commented on your post. I thought, man, that's awesome, you know, because I understand coming down off a bad cook and not necessarily cooking bad, just getting some bad scores. I know how that feels. It does knock the wind out of your sails. It's like somebody punched you right in the gut. And it hurts your feelings bad, doesn't it?
Yes. And actually, for the Franklin competition, we started the fire in the in the Jambo pit with our scores from the Sam's Club contest. So that's kind of a, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Big hell
that's
yeah.
That's great.
That Jambo's really cooking it up for you, isn't it? You really like it, don't you?
Oh, man, I'm in love with it. I couldn't ask for a better pit right now.
I'm telling you. You know, I've got to cook on a Jambo. Two times, and the Jambo I cooked on was Blues Hog Barbecue Jambo, Bill Arnold's, and you know, it's just pretty efficient. That old hot box is dynamite. You don't burn a lot of wood, do you? What kind of wood do you usually use in yours?
We cook with post oak until ribs go on, and then we switch over to apple.
Right. Well, that's a little sweeter for the ribs and a little stronger for the pork.
Yeah.
That fruit works good on ribs. I agree with you, but you know, you don't hear, well, in this area right here where I'm at, you know, it's usually hickory or pecan, and you don't really hear of many people using post oak. You do in Texas, you know, I'm a Texas guy. They post oak or mesquite and, all the time, but I'm a big old fan of post oak, well, oak or hickory, pecan, and then I like to do a little fruit on my ribs too sometimes. But unfortunately, I just don't get my hands on fruit wood as much as I would like to.
But, yeah, we're kind of lucky in that aspect that. I got a few buddies that live next to a sawmill, so we get, you know, we get any type of hardwood we want, really. And
then
my other cook partner, he lives right behind an apple orchard, and every year they clear out two or three rows of apple trees and plant new. And you know, we kind of worked out a deal with them, and we can get as much apple wood as we can get out of there.
Man, that's the way to do it. Now, you've got the hookup, no doubt. That is a way to do it. Well, I can't remember on your scores on this big grand, but you did really. What did you? What was your highest category this last cook?
We finished with 2 second places and 2 seventh places. So we second in chicken, seventh in ribs, second in pork, and seventh in brisket. So.
That's you know, well, you know, when you got so many teams out there, and now was this KCBS cook?
Yeah, it's KCBS certified.
Right, smoke on the water, right?
Smoke on the square in Franklin, Indiana.
Square. That's right, smoke on the square. Okay, all right. We've smoked on the square here a couple times too. There's a lot of smoking on the square going on, and on the water and on the river around these parts. So. I just love doing all those. Now, was you able to go to Benton this past year?
Yeah, we did, and we were actually set up about where you were the first year that we were there.
Right. Well, you know, there's not many. I wouldn't say bad places there in Benton, but you know, because of the size cook, but that's usually a pretty good cook. I sure hate I didn't get to go this year. I just wasn't able. It's hard to get in all of them. It's, you know, it's just hard to cook all these cooks.
Yeah, I completely understand that. We've been fortunate enough with, you know, we've had, this is our second grand of the year. And then, like I said, we do some vending on the side and some catering and all that. But we actually are shooting for, I believe, 18 competitions this year. So we're putting the miles on.
You are. You sure are. And now, doing 18, you're like, you know, I think all of us as teams, you brought up a good subject there, vending, or, you know, most time you go to a barbecue competition or people go to a barbecue competition, that's the last place they're going to be able to get a barbecue sandwich a lot of the time. So it's really good, I think, to be able to vend some, but, you know, it takes so much time away from your cook. And especially if it's local, they all know you and they're going to come hit you up, and it makes it a little harder.
And you know, this past weekend we were really, you know, we were really, I say, blessed with, you know, some of the family coming out and helping, at least manning the front line. So while we were busy from, you know, 11 to 2, we could really focus in on what we needed to get done. And, you know, luckily it just kind of, you know, it hit for us.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome because, yeah, them frontline folks, man, they're invaluable when you've got turn-ins time, fixing boxes, turn-in times are coming right around the corner. They roll fast in between them turn-in times, too. And then you've got 50 or 100 people standing in line wanting a barbecue sandwich, and that, they don't, you know, they don't know anything about the competition as far as turning in times, but man, it's tough. I agree with you. And but we all vend and we all try to cook a little extra, especially, you know, because we've always got somewhere to go with it when we're coming home, and that helps pay for the next cook or that cook. You know, it helps pay for that. And I mean, I'm proud to say I do that. You know, I have to do it. And I'm proud to say I've got a lot of people that like my food and my cook. So, you know, that helps support me to the next one. And we always try to cook it up a little extra. I think, Dan, you try to do some of that too. You're catering and cooking at a cook. Don't you cook you a little extra, try to run that out too when you come home?
Oh, yeah. I visited at a couple of contests, and I always try to process all my turn-in stuff either at the contest or right after the contest. And I'll put it for sale on Facebook by the pound to all my friends and family. And typically it's all gone within a day or so.
I know.
Especially
you know,
if it was an award winner.
Right. Well, you know, I think we're all guilty of that. I know I do that all the time. And I'm thankful to have Facebook because we use it, and it helps us out. Just like, you know, anytime, any kind of special event, catering event or anything, I think it helps us quite a bit. James, I haven't introduced you. This is Dan Udall out of Kansas City, and he has got an awesome injector he's designed and has patented and putting out on the market. And I don't know if you do a lot of injection or not, but he's got one that's a mean machine. I'm telling you, it will pump you up.
Well, I'm actually just checking it out on here, and I might have to get me one of those and see what I can do with it.
Well, it's dynamite. It's dynamite, and you know, we're running that special show code too. So, has anybody heard what the show code is? Did you hear, James?
No, I didn't. I was dialing in at that time.
Oh. I was going to get you to say it. The show promo code for the special is Let the Smoke Roll.
Let the smoke roll.
There you go. I'm telling you. It looks like you let the smoke roll this weekend, winning that big grand championship. That's the way to do it. Now, how many has that made you now, James?
This is 2 on the year, and it's actually, you know, our only 2. We've been cooking.
That's all right.
for about 3 years, you know, now professionally. And, you know, last year we were hitting a lot of thirds, fourths, and fifths overall, but, you know, we never quite got that that grand call. And then, you know, so we got two this year so far.
Well, now didn't you, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you hit a big reserve last year in Alabama?
No, in Decatur we were fourth overall. We won the pork category, and we came in fourth in chicken.
Okay.
And then got a fourth place overall.
Okay. All right. That's what I just kept remembering. I know you had really lit up the sky there last year in Alabama down there. That Decatur cook's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, in the middle of September, I believe. We're heading back down.
All right, so you're trying to go down to that, aren't you?
Yeah, we also our next competition is Fire Number Five this coming weekend in St. Charles, Illinois, I believe.
Really?
And then we have a weekend off, and we're going to New Pal, Indiana. We'll be vending there as well. So I think we have a week off after that, and then we're heading to Dillard, Georgia for the big one down there.
Man, that sounds like
busy,
a busy,
busy
schedule.
I'm
proud you're getting a role like that. It's a lot of work. It's extremely a lot of work, and that is that's good. You're getting a role. Go and compete. People that don't compete don't understand, but you know us that compete and on the road. That's pretty long hauls and a lot of work. And, you know, when you're bigger boys like me, it's a lot to stay up on them feet 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes its toll, especially recovery time. You know, it takes me a day or two to get over a big cook.
Yeah. But I tell you what, there's no better feeling in the world there when you're at the call. So
that's right. That's exactly right. When you get that call, that pain's gone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That soreness is gone. That pain's gone. I'm telling you, it's a feeling. And I tell you what, it's bad addicting. When you get them grand calls, I mean, you want to hit it every time from there on after. I mean, it's just on. And you keep bettering yourself, striving to do more and do more to try to keep it going, you know, that momentum going. Just like once you get it, I think it does something to you. Do you agree with me?
Oh, wholeheartedly. I mean,
I don't know if it's for the better or worse, though.
Well, for the better, but, you know, it's just.
I do.
It's unbelievable, you know, the amount of stuff we go through to win a ribbon. You know.
It's a quest. It's just a big boy. It's a big boy toy kind of thing is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And once you get that call and you get in it, it's just there's no getting out. I'm afraid the smoke's in our veins. There's just no getting out. We might take a little time off, but there's no getting out of this old barbecue competition.
Yeah, we've actually, you know, I said we're doing 18 or so. We actually finish up in, I think it's Calhoun, Georgia, December 6th. And then, you know, I think we're going to head back out to Plant City or I can't remember, Pensacola. They're, you know, the end of February. So
right.
Have a nice, you know, 1 or 2 month break and then back at it.
Then it goes, you get back in it. I agree. I mean, July is usually a slow time around here because it's usually, I guess, so hot and there's just not many being scheduled during July, 4th of July, you know, fall and middle of the week. But we've got some things coming up in August. I'm ready to rock and roll. We've got one the first week of August, and there's actually an MBN event, which I've not really cooked. I've cooked MBN style, but I've never cooked in an event, and in the end of July. But, you know, it's completely different than a KCBS cook. and you cook it. You cook several racks of ribs at different times and have them ready. You got on-site judging. It's a different setup. It sure is. But August, we've got a couple nice events. I know I'm hopefully going down to Lubbock, Texas in August and go hang with all my Texas brothers down there at a big comp, and looking forward to that second weekend of August. And that's, you know, I'm just kind of month by month, because you never know what's going to come up and what's going to happen. So I try to keep my schedule as open as possible where I can go do some of these big events.
Right.
We've got some Tyson cooks coming up. We're close right here to the lake, Boss Hoss. Have you ever heard of a Boss Hoss?
I don't believe so.
That's a motorcycle.
Huh.
That's got, per se, a Chevy 350 engine on it.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad boys. I mean, they're bad boys. And they've got a big Boss Hoss event at the lake, at the Tennessee River, right up a few miles from the road. So we go cook that big event and see some dynamite. I mean, they're $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 bikes. And that's an annual event, so we'll do that. But we just have a big time cooking, going and meeting people, just like when we got to meet you there in Benton. You know, it's once you meet somebody, I mean, you're hooked up and you're buddies from there on out. You're barbecue buddies. And that's the way it rolls.
That's very true.
That's just how it works. We do have a caller in. Let's see if we can welcome this caller in queue here. Let's queue him in and see if we can welcome him in and see who we have here. I know who it is, I do believe. 904, you're live with us. What's going on tonight?
Brother man, what's crack-a-lacking?
What's happening, Mr. Blake Moody, Tortoise Q? We just got a big show going on, having a good time.
Yeah, man, I was trying to call in earlier. We're flying up I-95 toward North Carolina, man. It's a little bit of relax time coming up here this weekend, finally.
Well, awesome. That's awesome. I mean, we all need a little relaxation. We do. We've got a couple guys in the house, new guys in the house tonight, Blake. Let's welcome them in. We've got Dan Uadall out of Kansas City. He's got this dynamite new injector that he has patented, and he's out, and we're trying to support him on that and give him some airtime. And we've also got James Tindall in the house, smoking JT's barbecue. JT's, Big JT's Smoking Barbecue. Let me say that right. right there out of Indiana, and he's just coming off a big grand championship win this past weekend, and he cooks on a jambo. He's got an old-fashioned stick burner. You know, I'm a stick kind of guy, too. But we got James and Dan in the house with us, and guys, it's Blake Moody right there out of Florida, Tortoise Q Barbecue, and he is the Stomps cooker man.
Yeah, man, I've done the stick burner thing, and I don't got nothing against the stick burner, but I had to sell my stick burner to get my gravity feed, and so far so good, but I can't say I'll never go back, because, you know, nothing for certain on your next grill, you know?
I'm telling you, you're right. You're exactly right. I always give Lulu's, you know, Cody, Lulu's Barbecue.
Oh, pellet boy.
He's always cooked on a pellet cooker.
Yeah.
I always gave him a little hell about that, too. I've got Daniel Boone Green Mountain Grill here, and I will have to say it's sweet. I can't complain about it. It's you load that hop and you rock and roll. You set the temp and you go with it. And it makes it. It would make you want to be a little lazy, I'm telling you.
Absolutely, man. Because the way you cook on a stick burner, so, man, the way you got to work that thing, man, you, I think you earned a nap, you know, here and there.
Well, I tell you what, we can all appreciate a nap during a comp. you know, when I first started these comps, I was trying to cook and drink beer all night and be hell yeah all night long. I'm telling you, this big old boy right here, he wants to hell yeah take a nap. Oh, mercy. And I think a lot of guys can relate to that. You know, as the years go by, you know, the nap sounds a little better. I put a post on Facebook. I was happy to sit on my couch watching my TV under that air conditioner because I'd worked my tail off, and I was happy to be there. You know, usually on a Friday or Saturday night, it's let's go out. But I was happy to stay home.
Not if you've been busted all week, man. All you want to do is, you know, not have to go do something.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, Blake, you need to check out Dan's injector. And it's definitely something to look at. It's pretty sweet to spread the word for him. That's what we're all trying to do. We all try to spread the word of this barbecue. It's really sweet. And, oh, I tell you what I did get in today. I did get in a new banner, a new sponsor banner, and some stickers from Junior Rub for Grub, and they're really nice banners, I will have to say. A Dynamite banner, I'll be proud to fly it. It's really nice, good quality stuff. And, you know, Dan, that might be something for you to think about. It's a few stickers. Get you some stickers made up.
Yeah, Junior mentioned it. That's one of my next ordeals is to get some good, cool-looking stickers. Everybody can stick that orange sticker on their trailers or on their cookers,
right,
or back windows or whatever.
That's exactly right. But, you know, it's just something cool to think about. I know when I started the Tennessee Barbecue Association, I did have some little Tennessee State stickers made and just had BBQ put in them. And those went over real well, and it's just something that's it's cost effective. It's not very expensive, and everybody likes to have one. You know, especially you see all these rigs out there and all these trailers just loaded up. You know, it's I think it's just a fad. You know, everybody wants a sticker on there, and that might be a good idea too. I know any kind of promotional displays or banners or flyers or anything like that always works well.
Oh yeah.
But we just keep it on. The first of the show, I was proud to have Rob Bagby on, Rob. He was on talking about his Pitmaster challenge and win, and we was glad to have him on
and we had
Dan on. Yeah. And we've had James come in tonight and talk about his grand champion win. We're sure proud to have that going on too, you know, because we just like to spread the word and keep it going. So when's your next cook, Blake?
Oh, man, it's a KCBS. It's called the Georgia Florida Great Southern Tailgate up here in Amelia Island. Northeast Jacksonville. It is at the end of August, which is, man, it'll be here before you know it, but it seems like, you know, we ain't got nothing going on until then. And the week after that, it's a going down just my team to do a FBA fun cook.
Right.
Go out there and try not to embarrass myself, you know.
I hear you. You know, I mean, we can go put that product out, as we all know. We put that product out, and sometimes we get the call, and sometimes we don't get it at all. But
sometimes you finish DAL.
Oh, I'm telling you, I know the feeling. That last Boss Hoss event, we were going in after coming off a couple grands, and we were fired up, ready to roll, let the smoke roll. We did. We cooked some Dynamite product. But I'm going to tell you, they swapped the box. This is my excuse. They must have got the boxes confused. But man, they
hammered us hard. They didn't like it at all. And all our flavors were very similar, and they didn't like any of them. So we were down on the bottom of that totem pole, too. You know, it just did bust my bubble. I was devastated, crushed. You know, I think we've all experienced that. But that's what barbecue's all about. We can't win them all, but we sure want to. And just pick yourself up and go to the next one.
Yeah, you talk about winning it all, and y'all were talking about GCs or whatever. Our little team just recently got, like, our first call, and it was like a backyard competition. It was like a third-place rib call. And I tell you what, you talk about the excitement, man. You would have thought, I mean, I felt like we won the thing. You know?
I know it.
They called, I mean, first of all, the food we turned in, it was not a good cook. It was, you know, we can cook it better than that. And, real unexpected, and like I said, third place, like backyard comp, and damn it, man, you'd have thought the Jaguars won the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, you know,
but hook, line, and sinker, man. I'm telling you, it definitely gets you.
Yeah, you're bit. The smoke's in your veins. That's what I call it. The old smoke's in your veins. Now, I'm going to tell you. I've told this before, but my first call was in a small cook. It's more like a community event, and we had to vend. You know, you cooked and you vended, and it was actually one of my first cooks, and I've still got that trophy. I've got it right in the middle of all my, of several of my grand championship trophies and my first place trophies, but I got this one little trophy in the middle of it, and I placed on a bacon-wrapped hot dog in the backyard category, and that was my first win. I'm telling you, that's what started it all.
Heck yeah.
You talk about getting bit and having smoke in your brain, or in your veins, or in your brain, either way.
That's right.
My first call was my second contest. Third place in pork. Third place, probably 80 teams, and some of the best, just from the little research I've done on the teams that were out there, they were awesome, awesome teams, and I got third place in pork. And it was, I was hooked.
I'm telling you. James, what about you? Fill us in on your first call.
First call was our first ever backyard competition at Madison, Indiana Riverfest. Cooked it on two ugly drums and finished first in the brisket category. And
wow.
As soon as we got that call, we immediately went home and started looking for the next competition.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's crazy. I'm telling you. That's what it is. And, I think any good, you know, any competitor, can tell you his first call and what he did and what he cooked and how he did. You know, that's what bit me in the butt and got me going and lit my fire. It was a bacon wrapped hot dog. That's the most expensive hot dog I've ever had. Oh, mercy. But that's,
yeah, there were a couple first-timers at the Franklin event that got a call, and
I kind of was joking around with them. I said, that's the most expensive piece of ribbon you're ever going to get.
You got it. Then that puts you on the quest. It sure does. It really does. And that's, you know, it. Number one KCBS team, he can tell you his first call. I guarantee it, you know, and that's what we all strive for, but it's still as fun as winning that first call. When you get those calls, you get up there and you get those calls, and it's crazy. It just puts the smoke in your veins. It does in your brain, too, and we just have a good time doing it, and it's fellowship. You meet people. You meet new people. It's a great environment. I can't think of any other environment I would rather be around. going and doing some type of sport. It's you just meet a bunch of great people. And
I agree completely. You meet a ton of great people that'll bend over backwards and help you.
That's right.
Whatever
that's
you need.
That's exactly right. There's never been a competition that I've ever been to that I hadn't needed to borrow something or somebody hadn't borrowed something from me, you know? And that's just part of it, guys. You know, we just keep on keeping on and enjoying what we do. Give me a minute. Let me refresh this board because we have had a lot of callers in, I think, and it's just really acting slow tonight, and I can't get them queued in. And I apologize, guys. If y'all calling in or in that chat room, I appreciate it, and I'm trying to watch the chat, but when I get quiet, I'm in the chat room trying to get something going on. We have to refresh this studio board quite often, and we miss them, and if we do, call back in, and I'll cue you in as soon as I can see it. That's something about the blog talk board, the studio board. Sometimes we have to constantly refresh it, and I get talking to you guys and talking barbecue, and then I'll forget to refresh, and then once I refresh, I might have 10 or 15 callers in queue that I hadn't been able to queue in. So y'all just bear with me on that. I mean, this is a never-ending thing. We just had to, and sometimes I get wrapped up and just forget to queue because we're talking about the queue. I mean, we just have a big time, and that's what it's all about, barbecue. We talk about barbecue. We cook barbecue, chicken. James, what's your favorite category to cook?
Right now, I have pork.
Pork's your favorite?
Cooking. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much you can do with it, flavor-wise and box-wise. And, you know, when you're cooking chicken and ribs and brisket, it's kind of, you know, there's a certain expectation, I hate to say, with KCBS judges. And pork is really the only one that you can kind of be creative with.
Right. Well, Dan, what would you say your favorite category to cook right now?
Oh, I really like brisket. I got my last call was first place in brisket about a month and a half ago. And I love my brisket, and I love my my burnt ends are just like little pieces of meat candy. I could sit there and eat on them while I'm cleaning up just about all night long.
Well, you know, that won't burn ends. I could sit there and eat burnt ends until I just got sick. I mean, and drink
a good cold. There's been many a times where I've gotten sick eating my burnt ends. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Get a whole belly full of beef there.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, I've always done really well in pork. This year I hadn't got a call one in pork, but I've always done really well in pork. And matter of fact, my last competition was here in my hometown, and we were also vending. And we sold my turn-in pork. Four turning time. My wife and they just broke them all up and there it went. So we just had to make do with what we had left to turn in. But you know, that's some of the what you run into when you vend a competition. And you know, you never know what kind of obstacles you're gonna get or hit when you actually do vend in a competition. But we had a big time anyhow. But pork, I would say, that's my favorite. That's one of my strongest categories. And but I enjoy cooking ribs. But I just hadn't got there on my ribs this year, and I don't know why. Which I've used several different cookers this year on ribs. And Blake, let me not forget you, my brother. What's your favorite category to cook? If you would have to pick.
I'd say brisket.
Brisket.
Yeah, brisket all the way. The king of kings, if you will. That's the one. It gives people the most trouble. Seems like, but I've been real lucky enough to have some real good brisket cooks show me some stuff. So I don't really have trouble with it, but it's always, you know, knowing that it's maybe the hardest one to get right, I'd say.
Right.
It's a huge challenge, and you kind of want to make sure you. I don't know, like my worst category. I mean, I'll turn this into embarrassing chicken. And that's just because I don't like to do it. But I guess it'd be the opposite for brisket. A lot of people never even heard of brisket or never even had brisket. I don't know. It's like some unicorn to them that, you know, you cook them it and now they're sold. But kind of takes a little bit to figure out how to cook one right. I guess the challenge and shit, you get to eat your mistakes and eat your victories. So I love it.
I hear you. I love a good brisket, too. And used to, we never cooked brisket. And once I got into it and started cooking, I just really enjoyed it, too. I want to take a quick minute to give a shout-out to all my radio show co-hosts during the week. I usually go over this, and I just haven't, and I've got a few minutes left. I'm going to give them a shout-out real quick. This Barbecue Superstars on Blog Talk Radio is a dynamite radio internet group of shows. These guys that host these shows are really some good people. They've got some great shows. We talk to pitmasters all over the country. We have interesting stories, great topics. Starting out on Sunday night, you've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, dynamite man, dynamite show. He's got a great group of followers already, and he hadn't been doing it long. Monday night, you got Jim Berg, Killer Bees show. He's got a great show on Monday nights. Tuesday night, you got Chad Ward, right there, Whiskey Bee in the Pit. Wednesday night, I come in at 6 o'clock with the Let's Talk Smoke show right here from 6 to 8. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, X-Nation of Team Smoke and X, him and Cole, do a great show on Thursday nights. They've always got a good show, too. They're new. They're also new. Lance and John both are new shows, but they're really good shows, and I'm proud to have them on the network doing their shows. And then Friday night, you got Daryl Mast with Friday Night's Lights Live, and he's got a good show on Friday night. So you've got a show from Sunday night to Friday night every week with a listening audience of 75 to 100. Well, it's unlimited listening audience, but we have archive listens. You can go listen to our show in the archive. You listen to them live. You can call in, interact with each show host. It's really fun to do, and I really enjoy doing it. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all my guys doing shows because they do a great job, and I'm proud to be part of that network of shows. We've got 100% barbecue. We love barbecue. We support barbecue, and I want to continue supporting them. I always like to ask everybody to share my show page, share it, and spread the word for me as I try to do for everyone else. It just helps. You know, every little bit helps, and we all helping each other. It makes them all great. But I want to thank all my callers tonight. We've had a dynamite show of callers. We've had some awesome topics tonight. I really greatly appreciate everybody that calls in. I always do, and I do want to thank them every time they call in. It's just a proper thing to do. I do appreciate it. And I know tonight was Diva Q's premiere on the Travel Channel, Barbecue Crawl, and I know I've got to go check that out where I can watch it all. I hope it's going to have a replay a little later this evening because I'm going to stay up and watch it. We want to wish her the best on that show. Got a lot of great guys calling in on the featured on it this year or this season, and maybe she'll come crawl down around McKenzie, Tennessee, and I'll show her some barbecue here. But we just support everything barbecue, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud you guys that call in, y'all are part of it. And we've got a few minutes left, and I want to give everybody a chance to shout out your sponsors or your product and what you do, your team name. And what we'll do is, Dan, we'll start with you. Give a quick shout out. We'll go Dan, and then we'll go James, and then Blake, you can finish us up, brother.
Hi, my name's Dan Ulidal. BarbecueKansasCity.com, BarbeQue, Kansas City, spelled out. You can get me at dan@barbecuekansascity.com with the special show price of $75 for a CHOPS power injector system, the half-gallon version. Comes out of the box ready to go. All you got to do is clean it up and fill it up with your favorite injection, inject all your meats, and you're going to love it.
So don't forget to use the promo code Let the Smoke Roll.
There you go, brother. Let the smoke roll. That's right.
Let the smoke roll. And, Chris, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, bud. Thank you. Thank you. You're quite welcome.
You're quite welcome, Dan. Thank you for calling in, brother.
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, my man. Big JT.
All right. You can keep up with us online at www.bigjtsmokin.com, bigjtsmokin.com. We got all of our, where our future competitions are going to be. We're working on rolling out our first line of pork rub. So just, keep up with that, and you can catch me on Facebook. Look up James Tindall or JT Smoking Barbecue on there. And Chris, you'll need to hook up. We need to cook together again.
I'm ready to do it, brother. I really am, and I greatly appreciate you calling. And I'm looking forward to congratulating you on that next GC.
Well, I'm hoping there's a few more. I really want to head to Tennessee to cook this October.
Well, we hope you can, and if you can, we're going to try to hook up with you. We'll see you down the barbecue trail, brother. Appreciate you calling.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Have a good night.
All right,
Blake, sure, finish us up, man.
Well, man, shout out to the man himself, Chris Chadwick. A Wednesday night, man, a typically boring night. Man, I always look forward to Wednesdays. It's probably what time it starts out here in Florida, 7 o'clock or whatever, but more fun than you should have on Wednesday night.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, look something. Yeah, man. That's, we let the smoke roll, and 2 hours goes pretty quick. Shout out to Rob Bagby, Florida's own. Full-time school teacher, full-time ass whooper. And you want to find me? I'm on Fortis Q on Facebook. So look me up. That's it, man. I appreciate it.
That's cool, my friend. I appreciate you calling in as always. Thank you for being a part of the Q crew. And
we
look forward to talking again next Wednesday night. And if you need me before then, just let me know. And be safe on the road. Have a good time in North Carolina. And take care of yourself.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a real safe and a real fun holiday weekend. So.
You do the same. Be safe. All right, Blake.
All right,
appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good one. All right, guys. This is Chris Chadwick wanting to thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate each and every one of you calling in. I just can't say that enough. We have a big time right here on the show, and we want to thank everybody again. We had some great callers tonight. We've had some special people call in. I appreciate them calling in. Rob,
Rug Bagby called in first of the show. Very, very nice fella. First time I've actually got to talk to him. We want to congratulate him again on the Pitmaster win this past Sunday night. Wish him the very best in that challenge right there. Keep letting the smoke roll, brother. We rooting for you. We want to thank Dan Udall for calling in, and we proud of what he's doing. He's got a dynamite injection system, Chops Power Injector. Look him up on Dan at barbecuekansascity.com. That's his email. Look him up, barbecuekansascity.com. Check him out. He is offering a special promo code for the injector this week. The promo code is Let the Smoke Roll, and that's a $25 savings right there. Be sure to check him out. Order you an injector. Let me tell you, it's a dynamite piece. It was serious. It's a serious machine, let me tell you. I have one here at the house, and it's a bad boy ready to put her to use. And I want to thank, as always, my sponsors for helping me continue my passion of barbecue. Got Daryl Mast, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Be sure to check him out on the Barbecue Superstars morning show now, live right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Also, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Green Mountain Grills, Rub for Grub, Junior Reyes Up and Smoke, Rub for Grub, Dynamite Rub, MeatRay.com, GrillGrade.com. I've got some awesome sponsors, and I greatly appreciate them helping me out, and which I'm spreading the word for them, too. That's what works. That's how you do it. You help them, they help you. That's what it's all about. We support everything 100% barbecue right here on the show. This is Chris Chadwick saying good night. I'm going to let you, going to cue you out with this song right here, Haul Wild.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
All right. Until next Wednesday night, keep it hog wild, brothers and sisters. Enjoyed the show. I hope you all did as much as I did. God bless you and have a good evening. And happy 4th of July.